It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra is 46 years old, and in all that time, they've managed to make it just fine without a conductor. They call it collaborative leadership. Musicians reach a consensus on repertoire, rotate creative responsibilities, hold a voice in administration and marketing, nominate and approve new members, and, of course, play without a conductor. Orpheus violinist Ronnie Bouch says, "We saw it as a way to extend a chamber music philosophy. The lack of a conductor has an unusual and very appealing effect. Being in the Orpheus means obligation and opportunity. It means dialogue and consensus, trust and camaraderie. The 24-member Manhattan-based orchestra has an unusual annual budget of between $3 and $5 million. All members receive local 802 union rates. A rotating concertmaster gets slightly more to manage additional administrative duties." Violinist Bouch says, "In a traditionally structured orchestra, you're not using 75% of your potential. You've got people with incredible training and decades of experience. How do you maximize that potential? How do you keep them motivated and empowered and feeling enfranchised? This is what the Orpheus process does. It keeps people engaged." Can music lessons boost students' cognitive skills, helping them excel at a wide range of academic subjects? New research from the Netherlands provides evidence that instruction in rhythm, melody, and harmony has a positive effect on developing brains. Researchers followed 147 Dutch schoolchildren, half of whom took supplemental music education classes along with their regular curriculum, for 2+ years, beginning at age 6. Children who received music lessons showed improved language-based reasoning and the ability to plan, organize, and complete tasks, as well as improved academic achievement. Lead author Arthur Jaski of VU University of Amsterdam said, "This suggests that the cognitive skills developed during music lessons can influence children's cognitive abilities in completely unrelated subjects, leading to overall improved academic performance." For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.